how people do it. I always, whenever I'm at the grocery store and I see someone with a teenage son, I'm just like, oh, my heart goes out to you. I am so sorry for the amount of money that you're about to spend. Emily Johnson is the organizer of a boycott she's hoping you'll take part in. The boycott is against Loblaws, and she joins the Kelly Cotrera Show now. Emily Johnson, organizer of the Loblaws is Out of Control subreddit as well. Emily, thanks for being here. It's taken a while, but I'm happy we've got you on the show.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
What's your backstory here? You're just an average mom, an average consumer that thought that things were getting crazy in the grocery store. Why did you start a subreddit?
It's going to be kind of funny. I had seen a post early in November on the Ontario subreddit of a holiday planter that was just some sticks and some ribbon, and it was $85.
I saw your text, your post. Yes.
Right. It was absolutely wild to me, and that was kind of my smoking gun moment. I said, you know, I'm just going to make a subreddit for this. And so I had kind of put together the sub, and it was supposed to be just a fun little space to share memes, share grocery prices, and, you know, just kind of screech into the void, if you will. And, you know, when we saw that the 50% off stickers were being removed from the stores and reduced to 30% off, we saw a lot of people flock to our sub and get really angry about the price of groceries. And we started to see these natural conversations cropping up about, you know, we as consumers need to do more to stand up for ourselves and to say that we're not okay with the cost of groceries right now.
Emily, I was reading that your subreddit has about 56,000 members and it's continuing to grow. By the way, I should make mention of this. Reddit is a platform. It's a social media platform online, and you can go and set up your own little, they're called subreddits, but they're pages where you get, you know, into whatever it is that you're interested in. And Emily, you're interested in the cost of groceries getting out of control, specifically Loblaws. Why? I know that, you know, you've cited two reasons for Loblaws, but does your subreddit go after any other grocery store other than Loblaws? Or is it just a place to slam Loblaws?
Primarily it was Loblaws, but yeah. We do see a lot of posts about Metro, about Sobeys, you know, sometimes Walmart as well. And it's just any of the big five grocers, really. Loblaws is not the only problem, but they're definitely the biggest for a lot of Canadians, especially when you consider they have the largest market share. And there are a lot of places in this country that are food deserts where there aren't other options.
Right. And Emily, you know, you mentioned that you set up this subreddit so that, you know, people could screech into the void and you could, you know, get it off your chest at how much Loblaws is costing everybody. But how did that turn into let's boycott Loblaws, and for how long?
So we as a team had started to see these conversations cropping up about wanting to take further action and wanting to boycott. And so our team felt it was our responsibility to organize this. And so we tried to poll our community as often as possible about these different, different parts of the boycott, how long we want to boycott, what stores specifically we want to boycott, what month we want to boycott in. So we had kind of narrowed it down on May and for a month to see how that goes.
So you're boycotting Loblaws for the whole month of May?
The entire month of May, yes.
Wow, that is going to hurt. 56,000 people is 56,000 people. Do you anticipate more people jumping on this boycott?
We hear a lot of conversations coming up about people saying, you know, oh, well, I was talking to my colleague and they're not on Reddit or they're not on your socials, but they heard about the boycott and they want to get involved as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot more than just that 56,000.
Where are you recommending people go? You know, it's one of the biggies.
I mean, the biggest suggestion I have is finding local alternative non-big five grocers. Costco gets a lot of love on our sub, so I can't really say don't go to Costco, but
you can say anything you want. You're the one that's organizing this boycott.
there's a user in our sub who'd actually created a website. It's called altgrocery.ca, where it lists out the different alternatives to the big five grocers in all of the provinces across the country, as well as a number of listings in the territories. So that you can look for other alternatives, farmers markets, small independent grocers, and that sort of thing.
I think part of the problem with grocery prices being where they are, Emily, is not just the fact that we've got an oligopoly here of grocery stores, but is also because people just don't have time. Is there any concern at all that a month is too long for a boycott to actually get any traction? Like, would it have been, do you ever lie awake at night and think, maybe, you know, a couple of days or at least one day, hey, if we could get everybody organized, that one day would actually send out a louder message than trying to organize people to boycott for a month? Because I wonder if you're going to run out of steam and if it's even going to register on Loblaws's Richter scale there.
I mean, we've already got Dave Bauer of Loblaw trying to set up a meeting between Purbank and myself. So I think
really?
We're already on their radar.
Okay.
So we were really excited about that. And we're hopeful to have, you know, a really productive discussion. What I hear a lot from our community is a month isn't long enough.
Really?
A lot of folks are saying we already started years ago or we're not planning on going back. Which I thought was really interesting, and I didn't even really expect that.
Listen, Emily, I want to just provide some perspective for people because you mentioned a couple of names. Now, I don't know who Dave Bauer is, but Purbank, it's kind of interesting and horrific, I'm sure, to some people to find out that the new CEO of Loblaws' name is Mr. Bank.
Right. It kind of sounds interesting, a little dystopian.
Well, tell me if he has a monocle and a top hat when you meet him. What are your list of demands?
So we'd like to have Loblaws sign on to the Grocer Code of Conduct. We would like to ask that there are no further retailer-led price increases for 2024, no further increases to dividends. We'd like a commitment to affordable pricing and, you know, clearly identifying items that have undergone shrinkflation. We'd also like for Loblaws to be, you know, just active participants in that Grocer Code of Conduct, right? The only two stores that have not signed on to this are Loblaw and Walmart.
So the other grocery stores, they're big. They also, you know, are they don't tell people when there's shrinkflation. Are you hoping that just by, you know, just by this sheer fact that you've set your eyes on Loblaws, you're organizing a boycott for the whole month of May against Loblaws, that the other grocery stores will fall in line and start to implement some of the demands that you have for Loblaws?
That is the hope. There have been a lot of talks already about rolling boycotts, and maybe we go after Loblaw this month. Maybe we consider Metro next month and Sobeys after that. And so I feel like people are really excited about the momentum that this has built and are fully prepared to speak to any of these grocers and say enough is enough.
I just want to play something. I'm sure you've heard of, because you're into the, you know, you started a subreddit called Loblaws is Out of Control. So I imagine you're keeping your eyes on all the stories where grocery prices are concerned. So you're no stranger to Sylvain Charlebois, who is the food professor out of Dalhousie University. We have him on the show quite a bit. And I asked him when we were trying to get you on the show, because we've been trying for a while, so I'm happy that you're here, about the idea of a boycott about a month ago. And here's what he had to say.
Boycotting any grocer is futile. It doesn't really, what you need to do is become more strategic. Don't buy everything at the same place. And if you do see something, do your homework before you leave your house. And if you show up at the grocery store and you feel that one product is too expensive, just don't buy it. Don't take a picture. Don't put it on X. Just walk away. And if you do find a good deal, do take a picture and put it on X and say, this is the product you need because it's cheap, and go and buy it now. That's what we need to do.
We're speaking with Emily Johnson, who's the organizer of the Loblaws is Out of Control subreddit and one of the organizers of the boycott, which is supposed to last for the month of May against Loblaws. What do you think of what Sylvain said? What are your thoughts when you hear that?
I mean, given our longstanding history and his critiques of our movement, I'm going to try and keep that aside. I do agree with him. You know, if there's something that is too ridiculously priced and you don't feel is appropriate for you to purchase, absolutely don't purchase it. But when we start talking about, you know, don't put that online, I feel like that takes a lot of the power away from us consumers. And I think that a lot of people have been feeling the crunch of this cost of living crisis and have been feeling very isolated in this. I get dozens of messages a day from people saying, you know, this community has made me feel like I'm a part of something bigger, and I don't feel so alone in my struggles. And I think that by being able to, you know, screech into the void or to share these prices, people are feeling connected to a community and they feel they have a common struggle.
Do you,
super important.
Emily, do you feel like what, you know, that you've picked up this cause, you can't put it down now? Do you feel like people are looking at you, depending on you, to get things done where the government just hasn't been able to do it? Like, we got to do this grassroots, because clearly the government talk about, you know, bringing the CEOs in, but they're not really going to put the pressure on it. It has to be the consumer.
Absolutely. I do feel that. I was just talking with a couple coworkers and I said, oh my gosh, like, I've only got this 56,000 people looking to me for guidance. And you know, I wouldn't be what I am without my incredible team of organizers working with me, helping manage these different interview requests and, you know, managing our socials, moderating the community and ensuring that it is a kind and respectful and inclusive space.
Well, Emily, I'm happy that you decided to be on the show today. I hope that you'll check in with us throughout this boycott and see how it's going, because I would be interested as the organizer where you're at different points. And if you do meet with Mr. Bank, who is the CEO of Loblaws, I'd love to hear about how that conversation went.
Of course. And yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm sure a lot of people are looking at Emily Johnston like she is a bit of a hero here. Organizer of the Loblaws is Out of Control subreddit, also calling for a boycott of Loblaws through the month of May. I got to be honest, I hate the prices of groceries these days, but I don't know if I can stay away from my superstore for a month. I tell you what I'd never do. I don't send the husband out shopping anymore because he won't download the Flip app. And I'm like, we're not shopping at Loblaws unless we're price matching. Hey, Liz in Niagara, boycott. Do you think, is this something that you're willing to do?
Actually, I just wanted to let you know, Kelly.
Yeah.
When I was a little girl in elementary school in the 70s, and this isn't the day in the era of no social media, we became aware and we boycotted produce coming from California, especially grapes, because the Mexican migrant workers were getting paid next to nothing. So this was a thing 50 years ago, and people seem to forget the reaction to Bud Light, that handicapped Bud Light.
Okay, so you are willing to go with a month boycott. Are you willing to do it?
I'm already doing it in many ways. I've already gotten together with a bunch of friends. We're doing community gardening. We're going in on a meat food share. I grew up cooking from scratch, do a lot of canning and all that. And
yep.
I tell people, there's ways to save money, but you just got to get back to hands-on. A lot of people are lazy.
Sure. I think a lot of people are lazy, but a lot of people are also really super busy, Liz. Like, I don't know about you, but like gardening, we have a garden. I can things in the fall. It takes a lot of time. And if you're like juggling a bunch of kids and full-time work on both sides of the household, it's tough. Raphael in Toronto, welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show.
Hi, Kelly. I don't understand why we boycott Loblaws or the grocery stores when it's not them that are shrinkflation things.
Yeah, that's the producer. Yep, the manufacturer, sure. I think what she wants is you
chips
to...
for years.
You haven't bought chips for years?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I don't know if we can be friends now.
I mean, when you look at the cost of one potato and what's in the bag.
Sure. No, I hear what you're saying, but you also have to, when you break it down and how much potato chips cost, it's because they're potatoes. They cost more to ship. They're heavier. You've got to, you know, oil's more expensive. There's a lot of reasons why products are expensive. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the grocer. So you're saying no to the boycott. It's short-sighted.
I understand you're making a statement about the cost of food, but I don't think it's the grocer's fault.
All right. I appreciate the call. Let's go over to Jen in London. Jen, boycott on Loblaws. A month seems really long and hard to sustain.
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi. I just wanted to comment quickly and say, like, I kind of agree half-hearted with your last caller. I don't think it's all on the grocer because, okay, Loblaws already starts out and they're already more expensive as it is. Loblaws, Sobeys, Real Canadian Superstore, you know, all of them, right? And a lot of them are under the same one as Galen Weston. And the thing is, okay, I've never shopped at Loblaws because I find it too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I always shop at No Frill, right? And yes, they're under the same, name as
part of the boycott in her world.
Exactly. But the thing is, it's a free market. People can charge what they want. You don't have to choose to go to those stores. Now, some people, they may not have a choice in their town or small area that doesn't have, certain stores, right?
Yep.
I understand that, too. And that's not fair either. But now, it's the eat the rich mentality, right? If we do go and we boycott these stores, I don't know if it's going to come down to the point where the consumers itself, just by boycotting it, is going to be enough for the store to go, okay, yeah, we'll just lower the prices. But at the same time, when, back, say, now a month down the road, if people start to say, okay, well, we'll go back and see what's happening, the prices are going to be higher if they do have to make up for that, So I don't know. Like, to me, if you have a choice, just go to a cheaper store, which I do. I price match. I make price match from Loblaws and Superstore, but I don't necessarily go there.
Yeah, well, listen,
just go to another store.
I go to the Superstore. I have options where I live, but I do go to the Superstore, but I always use the Flip app. I never, ever shop anymore without having my phone on me. If my phone is running out of juice or I leave it in the car, I'm running right back in because it's a huge tool. But I hear what you're saying, but if you're going to No Frills, you're not really boycotting Loblaws because that's part of, I think it's the TNT label, the No Frills. There's a couple of Loblaws kind of.
Zayers is another one.
Yeah, Zayers. You're right.
And
Loblaws itself. And Superstore. Itself.
Yeah, and Superstore.
Yeah, so they're calling for a month-long boycott. I don't know how loud that's going to be. I'm concerned that, like, and I understand why she's doing it and organizing it, but I feel like one day where, nobody shows up and it's like tumbleweeds, that's going to send out more of a signal to the folks that are running Loblaws.
What I hear a lot from our community is a month isn't long enough.
Really?
A lot of folks are saying, we already started years ago, or we're not planning on going back, which I thought was really interesting, and I didn't even really expect that.
That was Emily Johnson. She is calling for a boycott of Loblaws for the entire month of May. This was born out of her subreddit page that she started. It's called Loblaws is Out of Control. Started it. You may remember, like, her picture was floating around social media. She took a picture of this, like, urn that was $175 or something stupid. It was a couple of sticks and some greenery. I think I laughed at it, and I'm like, well, I do mine free with greenery that I get at my, just from the back 40. But anyways, she is calling for this boycott. And I wonder how sustainable it'll be for a month. That seems incredible. But she's saying, look, people have already started. So have you already started with this boycott? Where are you at when it comes to the boycott? I appreciate your time. Appreciate you hanging on the line. Let's go to Catherine in Caledonia. Welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show.
Hi, Kelly. I used to work for Zayers for 18
years. Part of Loblaws, yep.
And yes, my husband and I have already started like years ago because we get the odd thing from there, but do most of our shopping at any other store. Because when I was working there, they had a staff meeting, and it was before Walmart came up into Canada, and we were told then, do not shop at Walmart because all your jobs will be taken away. And if the store keeps on going, happens to keep on going, the Loblaws Corp., you will never get a raise.
Wow. They threaten you not never getting a raise. Did they incentivize you in any way to stay loyal? Did they give you an employee discount?
No.
Wow.
No, we never got a... If anything, I was telling Chris that we'd pay a little bit more just so there was no favoritism shown.
Geez, so after that, you thought, forget this company, I'm going somewhere else.
And they're right up at the top of the street where I live here.
Yeah, that's inconvenient then.
I'm avoiding them at all.
How long have you been boycotting them?
Oh, gosh, since I retired.
Okay, when's that? We're just meeting now.
12 years ago.
Okay, wow.
12 years ago. Yeah, I'm 74.
That's some kind of willpower.
Well, I don't like shopping anyhow.
Yeah. Okay, who does? It. You know, it's really funny that I had said, I appreciate your call, Catherine. It's really interesting to give us that background. Someone texted in and I had said, look, I tell my husband, like, don't shop anymore. I'm doing it because he doesn't want to use the Flip app and I won't go into the superstore without it. And someone basically said, your husband's ruse is working. Just tell her you can't work the Flip app and you'll never have to shop again. Okay. Maybe he's on to something. Let's move on to Len and Barry. Len, welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show. This Loblaws boycott, the organizers are planning for the whole month of May. Is it something you've already started doing?
I think I have. Kelly, great show, by the way.
Appreciate it.
So I used to shop at Sarah's all the time. I'm in Barry. And then our store changed to Loblaws. Prices went up about 15%. So I went across town, shopped at Sarah's there, until their prices started creeping up. But now I go to No Frills. But I bounce between No Frills and Sobeys. Sobeys is much more expensive than No Frills. Same food, basically, different brand. But you also got to, like, I'll buy my roast for Sundays, wait for it to go on sale, buy enough, cut it up, put it in the freezer. I find I save a lot more money that way.
Well, so you're already employing some savings-tastic.
I've been doing this for probably the last 15 years.
You know what I find absolutely endearing is you're still making a Sunday roast.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. I hear what you're saying. Hey, I'd like to come to your house for Sunday dinner. That sounds delightful. Lauren in Toronto, welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show.
I don't think it's fair to target Loblaws that have given, like, customers decades and decades of good shopping experiences, like, over the years. And then suddenly, you know, turn against them as if you have a sense of entitlement and they owe you something. When you should be feeling like you're lucky to even have a store nearby or whatever.
Is your last name Weston?
I think you have other ways of managing things, maybe even changing your diet if you don't find that you can afford food. I mean, I don't think there's anybody really in Canada that can say they're starving.
Oh, geez, I don't know, Lauren. I think there's a lot of people that can say that they're starving. I wish it was the case. I think there's a lot of people that are really struggling these days. I appreciate the call. There's one for Loblaws right there. Someone does not think it's fair. I mean, it's not about fair. It's about what you're willing to do. I don't know that it's going to work. And the reason why I don't think it's going to a month is not going to work, might not have the same impact, is my thought, because I think one day would scream louder than a month of a few, you know, a bunch of people avoiding the store. I could be totally wrong. I just think we're busy, so it's hard to commit to a month. Look, I can't even commit to if I'm going out with a friend to socialize in like a couple of weekends. I don't know what's going to happen in my life. Maybe. Hey, Darren in Park Hill, welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show. You're going to say something that nobody has touched on.
Kelly, thanks for taking my call. And we did have roast beef at our hockey banquet yesterday.
Yum!
So I'm all thumbs up on the roast beef. Kelly, I'm gonna put it out there on the boycott end of thing. Everybody has a free right. Thank God we're Canadian. But I'm gonna be a hard no on the boycott because what we've done in our house is pretty much since COVID hit. We were fortunate enough; all of us got to work through it. But we got smarter. We started shopping smarter. We started making a list. We actually went on a budget, and we still do that. Every now and then, if something's like a treat or something like that, we'll go off it. But you know what? We just got smarter in our household. And don't forget, if you're doing this, the execs, like the Westons and all of them, they're not going to feel it. Your local people that work at these stores are going to be the ones that feel it. If people aren't coming in for a month, they're going to be laid off, and that's going to affect them. The owners, the managers that actually, you know, maybe franchise this, will not be going out there and giving sponsorship for your local groups.
That's interesting.
Where I'm coming out. I belong to a junior C hockey club. We rely on the Foodlands, the superstores, for the donations to keep our clubs going. So you're not hurting the execs by doing that. Just be careful when you're local people work at these stores as well too. So I'm going to go on the side of no. Just be smarter about it because you know what happens with these people that are jumping on board and boycotting. What happens if it was their business they're working at?
Yeah.
Always remember when you're pointing a finger, the street pointing back. So thank you.
I love that. That's cute. We're going to go to Karen in Toronto, but you know he raises a lot of really valid points. I just also feel like I wish people had the time to do a month-long boycott, but I just don't think they, even if they get, you know, so angry they're spitting nails, I don't think it's going to be sustainable? That's my question mark on the boycott. Hey, Karen in Toronto, we're talking about Emily Johnson. She just came on. She's calling for a boycott of Loblaws for the entire month of May.
So I work at Loblaws, and that last caller was right. If people don't come in, then all of a sudden management's okay, well, we don't have enough people. They cut hours, so that affects me. But people have choices, and what I'm finding is customers are creatures of habit.
Yep.
They like going because they like the look of the store. They like the produce. They like everything about it. And if you don't like it, go somewhere else. I can't shop at Loblaws. It's too expensive, but I go to No Frills. And what I was telling Chris was I use only PC MasterCard, so I'm getting my points. So I'm not banning them because that's how I'm saving myself some money, by just using my card.
Right. Your loyalty is saving you money.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah, and the fact that where I am, they've just opened up a No Frills and a Shoppers side by side. So, and it's down the street from me. So, you know, it's convenient. And again, it's a No Frills, and if I need something at Shoppers, it's right there. So I'm not boycotting them.
Do you know what I noticed the other day? I was at the superstore and I had to price match some things. Well, because I usually do. I'll, you know, call up the list on Flip and type everything in as I pick things up, even spontaneously. I'm typing it in. And I said that I had a price match for the cauliflower, and I actually didn't. I just mistakenly said that. And she goes, yeah, $1.98 at No Frills or whatever. She already had it ready to go. I didn't even have to pull it up. And I thought, okay, you said it, not me. But that the staff that work at Loblaws are trying to help out the customers as well. Have you noticed that?
I mean, I can only speak for myself because I am a customer too. So I actually have saved customers money by telling them, actually, if you get a PC card, you're going to get that X cheaper. Or, by the way, toilet paper's on sale, so don't bother buying, you know, this one where you can get that one. But that's just me because, again, I think as a customer, even though I work for them, I'm also trying to save my people that are in my lane money.
Karen, how long have you worked at Loblaws?
I'm 2 years.
And does anybody get an employee discount?
Yes, we get an employee discount.
Oh, but it's too expensive still.
I mean, I go for 50%, so I'm 50% plus my 10, I get 60% off.
But not everything.
Not everything, but at the same time, I still shop the 50%. So that's, you know, right there, right? So 50
wait,
plus my
wait
10.
A minute. So Loblaws employees get 50% off their groceries?
No, 50% off.
I was thinking
off
of a career change.
No, the 50%, like, you know, regular customers, but because I get my 10%, that equals 60%, right? So
it's 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate the call. I totally missed that. Dave's trying to tell me something.
I was just getting in here. So she was saying it's like the Eat Tonight ones are 50% off.
Oh, okay.
Plus an additional 10% that she gets for an employee discount.
Thank you. Because were you thinking I'm going to Loblaws to?
Yeah.
Hi, I'd like to apply for a job.
By the way, I love working here.
4011 bananas.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.